The Senate has confirmed Priscilla Owen to the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The vote was 56-43. Owen's nomination was pending for more than 4 years, but it was consistently blocked by the Democrats. Her confirmation was the first fruit of the agreement by a group of senators from both parties. That agreement allows votes on some of the president's judicial nominations. NPR's Brian Naylor has the story.
If anything, the vote today was an anticlimax. Democrats all but conceded Owen's approval Monday when the agreement between the gang of 14 moderates included her, along with Janice Rogers Brown and William Pryor, as the nominees who would no longer be blocked. Still, for Republican leader Bill Frist, it was a moment to savor.
A great victory for the United States Senate, a great victory for the American people, and of course, a great victory for someone who has been very, very patient, very, very courageous, very, very bold throughout, Priscilla Owen.
Owen, who is 50, currently sits on the Texas Supreme Court. She was nominated to the appeals court early in President Bush's first term. Democrats labeled her an extreme conservative, citing her rulings on issues ranging from parental choice to workers' rights. After the vote, New York Democrat Charles Schumer remained an opponent.
Priscilla Owen has just passed, and the loser is the American people. Someone will be put on the bench who puts the rights of employers over employees, who takes no consideration of environmental rights, women's rights, or just average people.
President Bush issued a statement saying Owen will bring a wealth of experience and expertise to the job. He also urged senators to give his other judicial nominees the up or down votes that, in his words, they deserve. In fact, Majority Leader Frist indicated there will soon be votes on Brown and Pryor after the Senate returns from its Memorial Day recess. But unresolved are the fates of two judicial nominees, Henry Sodd and William Myers. Both were specifically exempted in the agreement forestalling future judicial filibusters, except under extraordinary circumstances, and Frist says he isn't sure how they will be handled.
The agreement for both Myers and Sodd is a little bit agnostic, and that's why I, in our leadership, did not endorse this agreement by the 14. It stopped short of guaranteeing these nominees an up or down vote.
But Frist said he will send those nominations to the floor, in his words, at some time. Texas Republican John Cornyn, who has denounced the bipartisan agreement, says if Democrats allowed an up or down vote on Owen, they should not object to any of the president's nominees.
In other words, it should mean that no disagreement about judicial philosophy should justify the use of the filibuster from this point forward, if that agreement means anything.
Frist began debate on the Owen nomination somewhat testily this morning, accusing Democrats of making a power grab by filibuster. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid responded sharply, saying, quote, "Get over this. We have important things to do." The exchange illustrated that while there may be a spirit of cooperation among moderates from both sides, partisan tensions between party leaders remain strong as ever. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.